Hello, my name is Deja, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yeah, returning your call from customer support. Thanks, Dad.
We need to know what you started doing. There was an extra opportunity for being hostile.
Okay, your phone is kind of breaking up and you're cutting in and out, and it's making it very hard for me to hear you.
Okay, we have two charges on our bank account for $67.32.
Okay, if you could provide me with your zip code to see if I can locate you in our system, I'd be more than happy to assist you.
67401. I'm sorry, I'm just really upset about this.
No, I understand. And could you provide me with the name that will be attached to this account?
I guess Angela DiRera or Dom Given, because I didn't, like, these things weren't ordered on purpose or whatever this is. There shouldn't be a name attached to any account with you guys.
Okay, and for security purposes of your account, could you provide me with the mailing address that will be attached to this account as well?
Well, the South Street, there's two addresses. I have a clean address and an address.
Okay, if I heard you correctly, you said the address would be 519 West South Street.
519,
like
519.
Mm-hmm.
West Street.
Okay, so I did so happen to find your name, and you did say your first name was Angela, correct?
Yes.
Okay, we're having a little bit of system issues, and it's loading slow, so if you will bear me for a few moments, and I place you on a brief hold, so I could try to get this account put up and review it, so I can further assist you and let you know what these charges were charged for. I'm not going to hang up on you, Miss Angela. I got you. Okay. Miss Angela, I do want to let you know I'm still on the line with you, ma'am.
Okay. Where are you going?
Miss Angela, I'm still on the line with you. I do apologize for the way that I have you on because due to system issues right now, but I just want to let you know I am still on the line with you, and I'm willing to be on this line as long as you're here.
Okay.
All right.
The number I called was 474-5801. It was the 855 put underneath that was 474-5801. And I called it twice. And 29 minutes and yeah.
Are you guys still there?
Yes.
Okay, if our system is going really, really slow, and I don't know what's going on right now, but I am willing to still be on the phone with you guys. I appreciate your patience.
Thank you very much. This is her father. This my account that the money is being taken out of.
Okay, it's just her name that's on our account, but it was your card that the charges were debited out of?
That's correct. She's with my account number.
Okay. Well, I'm here to assist you today, and as soon as I'm able to review it so I can explain to you guys properly and thoroughly what the charges were for, I will do it. And I know she, I heard her make a comment, please don't hang up, but I'm here. As long as you guys are willing to wait on the line, I'm here right here with you guys. And okay. I do appreciate that patience.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Hello. Okay. So, back on October the 26th of 2022, it was a $5.74 shipping and handling fee that was processed for a tactical bag that was shipped.
Yes.
Okay. Now, with that tactical bag, give me one second. Let me review it some more so I can make sure I'm letting you know that correctly.
Like, that is all I had clicked on was that bag, and it rerouted me to a different page and automatically sent me an undercharge for something else that I didn't order, and I tried to call you guys.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. So what that was it was a member. Okay, with the technical bag. The technical bag was free, and she paid the $5.74 for shipping and handling. But with that technical bag, she had a 7-day free trial membership that came with it.
It didn't say anything about a 7-day trial. I was filling out a survey website, and it said I would get a if I pay for shipping, and that's all it says.
Right, and that's at the top, but the terms and condition at the bottom, it states that at the bottom when you process, once you have to select that box at the bottom, once you enter your credit card information to confirm that $5.74 payment that was made, to let you know that you had a periodic time frame to cancel, or after that, what we would do, you will be billed at full price every month, and you will be charged, and you will also receive in return, you will receive a $125 gift card to be used at our Best Consumer Gadget Club online store.
I didn't get anything like that, and I didn't agree to any of that. I didn't hit any buttons or...
Well, you had to hit the agree to the terms and conditions in order to process the payment, or it wouldn't let you go past that screen, and it was notated at that...
I signed up to pay a shipping charge. That's it.
Yes, ma'am, and I do understand that you did pay the shipping charge and the tactical bag had been shipped, but along with that tactical bag, that's where that $67.34 had came from on the 30th.
I didn't sign up for that. It's lies.
Okay, well, I've got the two charges, October 31st and now December 6th of $67.32. And this was not something intentional. It was an error. All she wanted was the bag.
I didn't even want
what she paid for. She obviously missed this membership thing.
I didn't even know it wasn't going to be a backpack. This stupid thing is stupid.
So we need to have this thing canceled, and I need a refund.
Okay, well, okay, I can go ahead and get it canceled so there won't be any further charges in the near future with you guys. So give me one second so I'll get you guys canceled, but I do want to let you know we do not, because it is a valid charge, we don't do refunds.
You sent us an email with proof of this membership. I want proof of it. I'm filing a police report.
Okay. Well, could you bear with me for a few moments while I speak with the supervisor to see what more we can do?
Thank you.
Okay.
over her because neither one of you hears what anything.
She hears me say, I'm not going to take this lying down.
I can hear you right now.
I don't care. They illegally charged her card. I'm not doing this. I want proof of these things she's talking about.
Be
it didn't say any of that. I'm not this stupid.
Be professional.
It's professional.
Don't yell. Don't do that shit.
I want
that is
proof.
Not professional.
I want
and
proof.
They don't listen to you.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They better offer a full fucking refund. Or we're going straight to the police station. Like you didn't charge me? Yeah, right. I'm not paying it.
I ate the first one.
You shouldn't have to do that.
Are you guys still there?
Yes.
Okay. I can offer you 35% refund.
That's not acceptable.
Okay, that's...
And I want email documents of these charges and why they're given to us. I want a copy of the page that says I'm signing up. Or I'm
okay, give me one. Hold on. Give me 1 second. I can tell you exactly how we can do this.
Email to me.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. Are you still there with me, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sir. I want to, because this is my job, and I want to express to you so that you can get a full, thorough understanding of what I was saying to you about the terms and condition that was at the bottom of the page and the reason why we don't do refunds on this charge because they are valid, because it simply says in addition to the $7.95 that I am paying now, I understand and agree that the following, by clicking the order now button, I will immediately be charged only the $7.95 to ship my free tactical bag, which is welcoming gift for joining the consumer direct savings store. I will also be charged $67.32 for my first month membership within the next 48 hours, but with a free Stealth Pro tactical bag and the $125 gift card in the Best Consumer Gadget Store on web. That was at the bottom, and this is on the website because I just pulled it up. This is on the website that we have.
Then send a link.
Okay, well, is this, is an ongoing membership charge?
If you do not cancel the membership. Now, I can cancel the membership, but it already shows that the membership was canceled, but not the other membership. The charge for the tactical bag was canceled, but not the membership. And I can go ahead and get that canceled so you won't be charged in any future payments. But because you asked for a refund, the only amount that I can do as of speaking with my supervisor that you know, letting them know and expressing that you wanted a refund, the only thing that we can give, because it is a valid charge, is 35%.
How much is the total of that then?
Okay, for this charge, which will be $67.32 is what you were charged, is going to be a total of $23.56. And let me go back to it. You were charged two times for that, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you'll get the $23.56 two times if I was to refund it.
Okay. Okay, and the membership will be canceled, right?
The technical bag membership was already canceled. I'm going in now to make sure to double check that everything is canceled, and I'm going to go ahead and process your refund.
I tried to call and cancel immediately, and nobody would answer the phone. I was put on a waiting list, and they never called me back. I called twice because it rerouted me to a second page and tried to charge me for two other things. And I said, no, I don't want it. It said, your order's been placed. I said, no. I tried to call the number twice. They wouldn't answer the goddamn phone. They put me on a waiting list. They wouldn't call me back. I am not going to be charged for any of this. I'm going to go to the police station if they don't let me talk to the supervisor right now. This is unacceptable. I didn't sign up for any of this. I tried to call immediately. That's within 7 days. That's within 7 days of their bull. Screen it rerouted me to was not something I wanted
okay,
to
well,
do.
I want future membership, past me, I want all that canceled. And
back to the October 26th date.
I want the, you said the 2356 times two. I want that back.
We're filing a police report.
And then what she does is on her own.
No, we are. Because I want to talk to the supervisor now or we're going straight to the police station. This is bullshit. They cannot charge us.
Can I place you on a brief hold, sir?
Pardon?
Can I place you on a brief hold, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't sign up for this.
Stop.
You go to pages on that computer all the time by accident, and then you ask for my help to get out of them. I called them. That's within 7 days. They don't want to call people back, and then they want to charge them? There was nowhere that said nothing about no membership on anything. It was like a little ad in a little tiny box.
I don't want to hear any of that.
There was no website. It was a little fucking ad for taking a survey.
Don't.
I'm mad. 35% is unacceptable.
It is for me.
It's unacceptable. $46 for $130 of nothing? I didn't sign up for nothing.
Sir, you see here, I just want to let you know I'm sitting on the line with you and I'm making sure everything is canceled and I'm processing your refund, your 35% refund for times two.
Okay.
Okay.
Probably a bunch of other people. Being cynical. They're mad. At all.
Okay, sir, so I just want to make sure and give you a rundown and understanding that what I have done for you on today. Okay, I did notate your account that to let them know that everything is canceled, even though I already canceled it. And I also notated that I did authorize you a 35% refund times two for the amount for the $67.32 two times, so you will get $23.56 refund.
Okay.
And I do want to give me 1 second. I do also want to let you know that it will take 3 to 5 business days for it to reflect in your account.
How about the extra $65 that I never was paid? There was no gift card for me. Period. Lot.
And then I'm going to go in and I'm going to provide you with a cancellation number so that you can have for your own personal safety.
Okay.
And what are you going to do about this non-existent?
Okay, sir, so I have successfully refunded the $23.56 times 2 for both of the $67.32 charges that you called in about on today.
Yes.
And I do want to let you know that all of your accounts, and I am double checking as we speak, to make sure all is canceled while I wait on your confirmation to finish confirming to show up so I can authorize it for you.
Okay. What about the saying there was a gift card?
The $125 gift card is only when you pay. It's on the it's gonna be a gift card to where you only use it online in the store where she purchased the tactical bag. You can Yes, you use that card. It's gonna be a card that, or it might say voucher on the account on that website for that store that she purchased the tactical bag from. Once she went to checkout, if she wanted to purchase more items each month since you guys paid those 2 months, she would have had two vouchers for $125 for those months, to where she could have went in there and purchased anything using that voucher that was in that store. But due to the fact that I just refunded you 35% of that, I don't know if the vouchers would still be valid at the moment. She was still, I don't know if she, let me see, because it's not, let me see, so, okay. The tactical bag was shipped. Did she receive it already? Okay. So, yes, I was going to say, even if she didn't receive it, then she would still receive the tactical bag. So I do have your confirmation number whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, that's going to be C as in cat. 262-971-121.
Okay, that's C as in cat, 262-971-121.
Yes, sir.
We want business name, the full name of the business, and the address.
Well, we don't have an address, and the business name is the Factory Direct Savings Club.
What is it?
Factory Direct Savings Club.
Factory Direct Savings Club. And there's no headquarters for an address?
No, because we are a third-party call center and we franchise for different merchants.
Okay, so what's your supervisor's name?
Is that a specific supervisor?
Your supervisor's name today that you said you spoke to.
It's three. We're in a group chat.
What is it?
It's three, just a supervisor. I don't know the name. It's just a supervisor, and we speak with them on a group chat. We're in a call center, ma'am.
Okay, so you spoke to a supervisor, but you don't know who it was.
Right.
You have no idea what their name was.
No, because we're in a chat, and I'm at my desk assisting.
Your name, then.
My name is Deja, D-E-J-A.
D-E-J-A. You have an ID number?
No, we do not have an ID number.
And what time did we get a number to you guys finally?
We've been on the phone 24 minutes and 21 seconds. Where I'm located is 11:46 a.m.
Okay, so from roughly 11:20 to 11:45. And you're saying only 35% back.
Yes, ma'am, because the charge was valid.
And it's 35%. It doesn't matter if it's twice or not, it's 35%.
Yes.
of, and what was the total of two charges that were 6732 or whatever?
Yes, the charges was 6732. It was charged two times, and you asked for a refund, and the refund was accepted for $35. Mm-hmm.
What's the total? What is the total? 6732 times two equals what? 134.64. Okay, so the report will go for 134.64 minus whatever the hell she's giving us today, which is full, and that is $47.12. So you guys made bank off of something that was legal.
Yes, ma'am, but I do feel sorry that you feel that this is how that went. But even if you open up an investigation, even with your bank, ma'am, they're going to call us, and on our terms and condition on that page, it states that you will be charged this amount if you didn't cancel within 48 hours. And that is on the website.
And
you check that box.
When you try to call your company and no one answers the phone and you leave messages and no one calls back, I did that twice. No one called back. I called immediately because I didn't want to be charged anything.
Okay, ma'am. And what do you remember what day that you called?
Immediately. When the charges were signed up for, I called immediately, twice. I have it on my phone as records of trying to call you guys.
The last call that I see was on December the 15th. And it says no street address matched, 5-digit zip code did not match, so they were unable to pull up your account. And then
The number was 1-855-474-5801.
Okay, and then you called on the second of December at 1:56 p.m. and that's when you canceled. You canceled. Only thing you canceled was the tactical bag.
You're talking about the number that's calling you right now. I'm talking about my cell phone. I called you from my cell phone.
Yes, ma'am.
October 26th.
Yes, ma'am.
And it was 1-855-474-5801. Different phone number for this order. Whatever it was.
Hello?
Hold on, October 26th, immediately.
My name is Pam, and I'm a supervisor here. I need the father who owns the credit card on the phone, ma'am. We have to deal with him, not you.
I was the one who tried to cancel.
It's his credit card, and he agreed to the refund, ma'am. So there's nothing we can do for you. We have to talk to the father.
Okay, I'm here.
Yes, sir. We are willing to refund the last two charges in full for December. But that's all we can do, okay?
Okay, well, that would be acceptable.
All right, it'll be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. You have a great day, okay?
In full. You just said in full.
Yes, sir. We are refunding you in full. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
We can't do that. We can't.